Hi there, and welcome to the third edition of the ASI Research Podcast. I'm Nate Kuzma, the Director of Research here at ASI. In the first of our podcasts, I introduced the 2016 version of the ASI Ad Impression Study, as well as some key findings from sections 1 and 2 of the report, which focused on the products that were covered in the report, as well as some findings by states and respondent demographics. In this segment, I will be going over some of the highlights of the report, which focus on the staying power of promotional products, what makes them so well received among consumers, and what feelings promotional products generate among recipients. On page 22 of the 2016 Advertising Impression Study, which you can find on www.asicentral.com/research, we have a bar chart that shows the average number of months promotional items are kept by consumers. You'll see that the average number ranges from a low of 6 months for health and safety products and writing instruments up to a high of 14 months for umbrellas. Other products, like power banks and calendars, are kept for an average of 1 year after receiving it. What I would like to point out, though, is that I believe that these numbers are conservative. In fact, when we were interviewing consumers about their usage and retention of promotional products, most people said that they kept the product until it simply didn't work anymore. They didn't get tired of looking at them. They didn't go out of style. In fact, they would hold on to them for as long as they provided utility. I personally have some promotional outerwear that I've had for over a decade, and I'm happy to report that they are still in great shape and that they still fit. Utility really is an important point for promotional products, especially those that are not worn. When we ask consumers why they keep a promotional product, utility is the number one reason across all products. Following this is attractiveness, especially for products such as outerwear, hats, and t-shirts, which makes sense. When a consumer is wearing a promotional piece of clothing, it is making a statement about them and their likes. But let's say a consumer receives a promotional product that they don't want. What do they do then? The simple thing would be to think that they throw it away, but this is far from the case. In fact, nearly two-thirds of American consumers who receive a promotional product they don't want give it away to someone else. Maybe they're giving it to their spouse, a friend, or a colleague. The great thing about this is that when this happens, the promo product doesn't cease doing what it was intended to do, increasing the exposure of the advertiser who gave it out. It now simply has a chance to influence someone else's opinions. One of the more fun and innovative questions we asked in this study dealt with determining the emotions that recipients experience when they receive a promotional product. To do this, we asked this question to 2,000 Americans. If you were to receive a promotional product which you liked, in one word, describe how you would feel about the company who gave it to you. What you can see on page 26 of the report is called a word cloud. The most common answers are the ones that are the biggest. What I love about this graphic is that the emotions range anywhere from extremely positive to neutral to skeptical. Yet they are overwhelmingly positive, and that's the point. No other form of advertising elicits this wide range of emotions, yet remains overwhelmingly positive. So as always, thanks for tuning in to this edition of the ASI Research Podcast. In our next edition, we will cover the final section of the Advertising Impression Study, which deals with the number of impressions that promo products can generate, as well as the cost per impression and other recall metrics. Until then, have a great day.